Hello, everyone. I'm Prophet Luke. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Psalms 37 and 8. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. We won't have great days or amazing days every day. We have days that we wish we will hurry up or will have people we don't like being around because they give us such a hard time. I had my nephew to ask me the other day. He said, TT, how do I deal with people that don't like being around me? I said, pray for the spirit that's in them. Because sometimes it's a spirit that's in a person that causes them to dislike you or causes them to want to argue or push your buttons. Psalms 37 and 8 says, refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself, it tends only to evil. I can't lie and say I've been the greatest at this, but I have learned to do this, to pray for them at all times in my head, to pray for their soul and for them to accept the Lord as their Savior. And no, that's not saying I do everything right, and that's not saying you do everything right. Nope. That's just making sure that if their soul is in the right place, we are praying that God helps them get there. And also we pray for protection from those spirits too, because sometimes if we aren't careful, we can start to act like the very person we think is carrying a spirit. Luke 8 and 28, when he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell at his feet, shouting at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture me." See, the spirits that most people are carrying, they know who you are in Christ, and they see the position you are in the army of the Lord. They see the power that you carry because you are following Christ. Let me repeat this. They see Christ's power in you, but when we allow things and situations to come in and change us, we are allowing the enemy to use us and become just as wicked as the person we are having a hard time with, because we allow what we want to do to come over us. We all have been there. We have been to this place wanting to put someone in their place, wanting to get even Stephen, but friends, we can't. We must allow God to have our revenge and allow ourselves to be better and to love and be patient with them. Galatians 6 and 9, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. God places us around people and situations to help us to grow and develop character that we don't want to grow, because sometimes some character traits are hard to have because they are hard to develop, because we have to go through certain things to grow strong in God. It's hard not to behave the way we want to and to take actions in our own hands. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to be that way. But in order for us not to be those ways, those people, we have to learn to pray every day and to allow the changes God wants to do within us. It's hard to pray for an enemy. It's hard to pray for someone that spitefully uses us. But every day that we pray, we are breaking down that thick layer of hatred and anger that could be in our heart. God wants us to be people that love our enemy, that love him more than wanting to get ugly or more than trying to put someone in their place. Jesus wants us to always take the high road and pray. Prayer is the most important tool if we learn to use it and apply it to every situation. Let God change you and help you help you with people that you're dealing with. Don't let the people that you're dealing with to change you and to develop ugly characters, but to develop right characters with God through prayer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you for the word today, Father God. Father God, help us not to tend to evil. Help us not to fret ourselves. Help us to forsake wrath, Father God. Help us to seek you and seek you alone, Father God. Father God, if there's anything in us that's stopping us from worshiping you, if there's anything in us that's blocking us from growing, if there's anything in us that's helping us grow anger and malice, Father God, we give it to you. Father God, we ask you to change us each and every day, Father God. Help us to be better. Help us to be kind, Father God. Father God, we want to follow you. We want to do what you want us to do, Father God. Father God, as we go back and forth over the dangerous highways, we ask you to carry us through. We ask you to protect our families, protect us, Father God. Help us to be kind, Father God. Help us to always take the high road, Father God. Help us to ignore people that are trying to hurt our feelings, to try to use us, Father God. Father, help us to put them at your feet, Father God. Help us to keep ourselves at your feet. Father God, help us that every day to develop what you want us to develop. Father God, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we give you glory, Father God. And we thank you for another day, Father God, another week getting it through, Father God. And we thank you and praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Prophet Luke. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.